This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are going to go back to Erie, Pennsylvania here for a little bit to talk schools for our series, The Big Promise. School choice was among the policy promises that Donald Trump made as a candidate. It is the top issue for his Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos. The basic idea being that no matter where they live or how much they make, families ought to be able to choose the best schools for their kids. In rural parts of the country, though, those choices can be hard to come by, which helps explain the rise of cyber charter schools. Kids go to school online on the taxpayer's dime. Marketplace's Amy Scott, our education correspondent, took us to Erie yesterday, talking to families from the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School. Today, what happens to the local brick-and-mortar school in nearby Union City when kids leave? Here's Amy.
Union City, Pennsylvania, is a rural town with one elementary school and one middle and high school. Every spring, there's a drive your tractor to school day. In teacher Martha Blair's arts and crafts class, students learn to weave saddle blankets and gun straps.
So they're all learning how to use the looms, but they're making something that's useful for them.
Union City was once known for furniture making, but in the last 15 years, the lumber mills and chair makers have closed. The hospital and newspaper are gone. Dave Robinson directs the Union City Family Support Center, which provides social services for the poor. He also sits on the school board.
Right now, I'd say the one strong institution that kind of keeps the whole community together is the school system.
More families are opting out of that system and sending their kids online. Last school year, 35 students from the district were enrolled in cyber charter schools. That's out of almost 1,100 students. Each child who leaves takes about $10,000 in school funding with them, $20,000 if they have special needs. But Robinson says many of the costs that money helped cover remain.
There's infrastructure in a school district, whether we're educating 1,000 kids or 500 kids.
There are also administrative costs. If cyber students repeatedly don't show up or log on to school,
then we have to send our truancy officer to get involved.
Last year, one student missed 90 days. And when cyber school doesn't work out, kids often come back to the district school, needing extra tutoring and support to catch up. Superintendent Sandra Myers says she's had several high school students return after a few years at an online school.
And they might have accrued all of 2 to 3 credits when we have 28 credits required for graduation. To me, that's a travesty.
At the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School, where most of the area's online students go, just 55% of students graduate on time. That's statewide. The school has almost 11,000 students. The graduation rate at Union City High is above 95%. PA Cyber CEO Brian Hayden says academic comparisons are unfair. Many families choose cyber school because their kids were struggling at traditional schools.
We're not kidnapping these kids off the street. You know, the families are choosing to come to us.
And there aren't a lot of school choices in rural areas like Union City. Mike and Mary Pandolf sent their kids to a Catholic school in a nearby town until it closed a few years ago because of low enrollment. Mike says they chose PA Cyber for the flexibility.
Especially in my profession as a funeral director, so when I have to go to conventions, these kids can log in at school using the internet from the hotel. So we actually spend more time together.
The Pandolfs say their kids are doing well. 11-year-old Addison is going into sixth grade.
I love that it's just a short day. It's not as long as normal schools are.
Do they ever resist logging in?
No.
No.
Because we always say the option is brick and mortar. You don't want to do it. It's brick and mortar.
Union City's brick-and-mortar school isn't about to take that. To compete, it's trying to spice up its curriculum with a new STEM academy. It even started its own cyber program, though fewer than 10 kids are enrolled. The district is considering doing some advertising to get the word out. In Union City, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.